My name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg. This video, we just finished a project that's one of the largest projects that we've done in many years. It's a two-part project that we produced on training protection work with Michael Ellis. I went out to California a number of years ago and I filmed this at Michael Ellis's school. Since then, a year and a half ago, Michael closed that school. So this two-week course, which I came back and we edited, I think we have close to 300 hours of editing time in putting this together. And there's 753 short videos in this course. And as I go along, I'm going to pull videos out of these 753 and release them on YouTube so that people can see the quality of information that we've put together here. If you're new to bite work, if you want to learn how to control your dogs in a very high level of anxiety, this is a course that's going to teach you an awful lot. If you're a professional dog trainer, and I don't care who you are as a professional dog trainer, you're going to learn something from this course. It is really, really good. So this is kind of a generic beginning to some of these 753 videos that are in the course. And as time passes, I'm going to put out more and more just so people can see how good it is. But in the meantime, thank you for your time. We're going to put the web address on where you can go on learburg.com to find this course. And if you're new to learburg.com, you can go to learburg.com and see all of the courses that we've produced since 1982. We've been in business for a long time. It's all we do, and there's good information for brand new dog trainers there.
Okay, so what I'm going to do to finish the day is just so you can see it, like I talked a little bit about the technical stuff that we are doing. So I'm going to bring down my dog, and I'll show you what I was talking about in terms of escorting behavior. So there's a behavior, and I told you in ring sport and some of those things, there are exercises that are completely taught by the decoy. And do you work your own dog? We had that discussion. Well, I'll bring him down and I'll work him and I'll show you why it can be beneficial in certain sports and with certain kinds of dogs to teach certain exercises yourself. So you'll see this exercise and it's an escort exercise from ring sport. And the way it's set up in a competition is you leave the field with your dog. The decoy or bad guy hides somewhere on the field. You come back onto the field, you send your dog to search. Your dog goes and finds him, barks, and then you transport him back to the judge. And so while the dog is transporting the decoy, he will try to escape at various times, and your dog is penalized by how many meters the decoy is able to escape from your dog each time he tries. So part of the thrust of this exercise is to keep the dog very close to the decoy so that when he escapes, he's right there to get him. And so what we want to do is that is very difficult to teach as a handler. So if I'm the decoy and you're the handler and you're trying to come up and position your dog where he should be next to me, it's really difficult. So almost always we teach this with the decoy doing the teaching. The decoy takes the leash and shows the dog where he should be. And when he gets to that place, the decoy gives him a bite. And it's sort of like the decoy is acting like a big tug toy to the dog and he's showing the dog where to position himself in relation to the decoy. So frequently, if you do this with your own dog, it works a lot better than if a stranger does. Because your own dog is used to taking direction from you. He's used to you moving him around with a leash, so he doesn't resist it. So when I'm teaching the dog, I say, out, come here, bite. And he has no problem taking that from me. But if it's a certain kind of dog, he might have a big problem taking it from somebody else. Like, hey, I don't know you. You can't pull me around on my leash, like we talked about before. So you'll see some of the technicalities of the exercises that we want to teach it and where it might be beneficial to do bite work with your own dog or teach certain exercises to your own dog away from the bite work.
Come around and do the exact same thing in front. And if I do it this way, he's going to re-find that spot. So he keeps his nose as close to my body as he can the whole time I'm walking. Then if I try to get away, whatever leg I kick, he's gonna bite the other. Right, so if my left leg kicks, hi, then he'll bite the other leg. If my right leg kicks, he'll bite the left leg. Halt. So if I stop, he'll lay down and guard me. And if I try to stick my hands in his face or block him so he won't come with me, he'll push in harder. So we teach him, like, hey, my hands are a trick, and he'll shove past my hands to get in there. So in case the decoy tries to go, like, give the dog a stay signal or something like that, like, hey, stay there. Dog's like, ah, trick, he'll just push past you. And initially, this was all taught with the dog on a leash, and I taught him a command. So at first, it was taught with the dog in front of me backing up where I could see him. So when I initially caught it, I had the dog on a leash, and every time he let go, I pulled him just like this. And then I would go, right? And I would pop him off and give him a bite each time. And then, hi, he comes in here. This would be done with a leash. And then if I walked, eventually I put him a command to go around behind. I say place, and he goes around behind me. And I taught that with food away from the bite. So he had a command to go around from the front to the back. So once you do it good in front with me walking backwards, then I do it the other way. Hi! Those up there hurt like crazy. When I first taught him, I actually had took like a seat cushion and put it down the back of my hand. He kept biting me. And he learns that all these things are not escapes, that he should stay close, and they're not escapes. The only things escape if I make a quick move to get away from the dog. So if I go like that, then that's an escape. Hi. And all the other stuff is like just trickery. I can move around, I can step over things, I can bump him into stuff, and he should keep, that's not an escape. And he should learn that the quick move is the escape. So in the beginning, we do everything kind of in slow motion so that we obviously emphasize the escape on the dog. And then as we go, I make it harder. I move more, and then he has to judge the difference between that stuff and me really trying to escape. And none of that is, then I can go. And when I run, he should grab it. And he should grab the leg that's behind. Hi! So you can see, this is one of those things that would be very hard for the handler to teach. So if you're walking behind and the decoy doesn't have any input for the dog, and you're trying to run up to the dog every time he lets go and stick him where he needs to go, that'd be incredibly cumbersome. But if I have a leash on him here, then I can give him feedback every time he does something wrong. So when he gets out of position, I go, place, pop him back into position. If he takes a dirty bite when I wasn't escaping, I say, no, and I give him a little correction, and then he learns this thing. But the timeliness of the feedback is almost impossible for a handler standing away. So the way they used to teach it years ago is the handler did it all, but the dogs weren't this close. The dogs would basically walk backwards in front of the guy or something. But the change in suits and stuff like that has made it such that if your dog walks backwards a foot away from the guy's gonna get a mile on your dog every time he takes off because the guys are so fast now. And he should do this until the cows come home, ideally, right? So the counter thing I did with my hand, what we talked about before, so if you see if I put my hand down there, he pushes into me. Right? Then I do the same thing with the stick. And then he counters into the stick, goes away. Then you put the stick down there, he counters into the stick, goes away. Stick down there and touch him, and it doesn't go away until he pushes, and then it goes away. So eventually you teach the dog that if somebody does this, he should dig into them. If somebody does this, he should dig into them. Right? So it's all just taught countering technique. He likes to push that way, right? But we show him, teach him to do that in response to threat. Okay.
Oh.